Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Jensen, my staff and I work closely with your forest experts, your folks, over the course of nearly a year to develop a package of proposals that was meaningful and helpful to your people on the ground. And as I look through this bill, it says repeatedly, the Secretary may, the Secretary may, the Secretary may, to the extent maximally feasible, to the maximum extent feasible, to the maximum extent practicable. Lots of flexibility built in this bill. The only place where there's little flexibility is where it says the Secretary shall provide notice under public notice provisions. And repeatedly, the involvement of public notice, compliance with NEPA, that's where we're not waiving and giving you flexibility. So I'm a little frustrated. We went so far as to alter the language at the request of your department on numerous occasions. Now, I understand that your testimony today reflects the opinion of people outside your agency. And I'm going to tell you that's a shame, because I would really like to hear from the Forest Service about this bill. I thought I was approaching this the right way with the administration, but it seems to have backfired here. So let me ask, what is it that we can do to get the administration to recognize that we've got a serious problem here and to bring forward comprehensive plans and not just propose shuffling a few funds around on a one-year basis?
First of all, I really do need to iterate the thanks for your leadership on this issue. The energy, the enthusiasm, the homework that you've done is what's needed if we're going to get working to address this issue. There are a number of provisions in the bill that do make some sense. We talked about stewardship contracting earlier. That is something that is absolutely vital and pivotal for us to get the work done. We need to figure out some appropriate fixes to some of the challenges we have in front of us. The Good Neighbor Authority that's in the bill is also provisions that are very helpful, allowing us to move across some of the boundaries, because the bark beetle does not just sit on the public lands alone. Looking at some of the pre-decisional decision-making is also a really key component that we found to be very helpful in terms of trying to get ahead of this, when people can sit down ahead collaboratively to figure out their problems before having to go into a place of litigation and appeals. And so there are aspects and components here that we feel we can work with, but we've also learned through time here, and again, thanks for this committee's attention to this issue. The agency has focused down, and the department is focused on this issue. I've talked earlier about the plans that are in place. We feel like those plans, with the existing tools we have, are actually getting on top of this issue. Last year, the Secretary also took note, and the department is behind these issues, focusing on this as well, by focusing specific dollars to the bark beetle issue. In Region 2 alone, $40 million was focused on dealing with this problem. Other regions also have had monies to focus as well. So between responding to the April letter that was earlier referenced, the experiences we've had in Region 2, that focusing, making sure that we prioritize the work around human health and safety, we believe we actually are on a course and a track to address this issue and what the science tells us right now.
Mr. Chairman, do you have a comprehensive plan in writing?
We have one for Region 2, and we're currently working on a broader one for beyond that region.
Would you please schedule an appointment to walk through all of this with me? And I suspect that Representative Herseth Sandlin would share my interest in that. I have other questions, but Mr. Chairman, I yield back. My time's about to expire.
I don't have another round. Why don't we just let you finish your questions then?
Well, thank you.
Sure.
There's a group testifying in the next panel who have expressed concerns about this bill, not because they have boots on the ground experience, but they have great litigation experience. And I'm wondering what experience on the ground is necessary to convince the administration and the people influence the administration's positions on bills, that the risk to human health and safety is at risk here.
I think you pinpoint that in your opening statement, noting, based on Forest Service its own figures, noting that 100,000 trees are falling each day. That is a significant eye-opening call to realize that we need to be addressing this issue. And as I noted earlier, I believe the agency is well on the path to addressing human health and safety as a first and primary concern.
I have a question about Section 106 of the Healthy Forest Restoration Act that was passed by Congress. Is the administration opposed to Section 106?
Let me refer back to the specific numbers. I don't have it in front of me.
That's the judicial review section.
We do have concerns with that language in finding, ensuring that there's a separation of powers between branches, and have also found that such direction is not necessarily productive within the courts. The courts tend not to fully follow through in such direction.
Mr. Chairman, question about Section 105. Right now, the Forest Service must set aside contract amounts for a whole contract, but each fiscal year it reverts, and that's nonsensical when you're trying to deal with a multi-year issue. We've tried to address that in this bill. Is that something we're saving out of this bill?
Well, again, this is one of those areas where you've definitely done your homework. The issues around addressing the cancellation ceiling, which is what's typically this is called, is something that we need to address. The approach the bill takes, I think, is shows the creativity that you've brought to this, but it is not one that we can support. And I think that resides in the larger context under which contracting regulations and law governs all of the federal government, and there are implications in those provisions larger than just what we're dealing with here in terms of bark beetle. And we need to make sure that we maintain the integrity of upfront, providing that, obligating that money upfront.
So your answer is you are opposed to it.
We need a fix to that provision. The approach that is being proposed in the bill, we do not support.
Okay, and the section 105 that deals with. Was added at the Forest Service request, is also in the Udall Senate bill dealing with stewardship contracting authority. Section 104, treatment of biomass, also in Senator Udall's bill in the Senate. Why are you opposing those?
Well, it's in the details. As you noted, we support the need to get after these issues. The particular approaches, I think, is where we're finding some disagreement, and we'd be happy to sit down and work with you to try to figure this out further. It needs attention.
Well, I would suggest that I suspect Senator Udall and I would both be interested in sitting in with you on a discussion about that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.